thank all of you for coming out. I want to thank all six people who are currently plugged into the internet, listening to us, wherever they are. Hello, my brother, I know he's one of the six. Okay, we got a fabulous night for you. We've got poetry, we've got musicians, we've got violins, we've got dogs who jump through hoops of fire. Oh, maybe not the dogs. But we got the fire. All right. This is the Monk Jazz Poetry Plus 19. We're getting our word session tonight, so please keep your voices down to low tone at this time. Respect the people that are coming up here to entertain you. At this time, I'd like to insert a page break. And by inserting a page break, that means I just want to share a poem I'd like to use with you. Maybe Langston Hughes was, yes, Junior, he was a porno star in the 1920s during the Harlem Renaissance, but he had a side job as a writer, and this poem actually comes from his experience as a porn star, when he fell in love with one of his co-stars, and that co-star subsequently left him for another porn star. So this poem is called Life is Fine, and as a general theme, it's dedicated to tonight. And if anyone out there is suffering from a lethal injection, it's for you too. Life is fine. Down to the river. I sat down on the bank. I tried to think but couldn't. So I jumped in and sank. I came up once and I hollered. I came up twice and I cried. That water hadn't have been so cold, I might have sunk and died. But it was cold in that water. It was cold. Ah. So I took the elevator, 15 floors above the ground. I thought about my baby, thought I would jump down. I stood there and I hollered. I stood there and I cried. It hadn't been so high, I might have jumped and died. It was high up there. It was high. But since I'm still here living, I guess I will be fine. I should have died for love, but for living, I was born. So you may hear me holler, and you may see me cry. I'm a dog, sweet baby. You're gonna see me die. Life is fine. Fine is wild. Life is awesome. Thank you. Well, this is Poetry Plus 19. It's Poetry Plus 18. Did anybody lose a pair of glasses? They're just there. You weren't here last time. I remember. They look like a little feminine for you. Oh, come on, please. There. Come on. All right. Do you want them? Yeah, we just said it. Great spot. All right, I'm going to slip in a couple page breaks, if you guys don't mind. This first piece is called Chewing Crayons. It will be nice. To put my eyes on the oranges in the morning, even though it won't be to paint a still life. She's good from far, but far from good. No sense in running a marathon. She blazes in red light. My right eye threaded the rearview mirror. The horizon is calling, and I want to believe Icarus was cool for flipping the bird at the sun. There's always hunger and dishes. But one day, we are eaten by cyclopes from Mars. They'll say all the colors taste the same. This next poem is a companion piece to that poem called Daedalus and the Temple of the Apollo. I assume most of you are familiar
of mythology. If not, I don't have enough time to explain it now. There's all this in the temple he built for Bruce. Desire at the best of his time. The architect of the labyrinth and the maker of pain is learning blues harmonica through a mandolin and cello. It's the only way to see green in the leaves or imagine a woman as soft as sea foam. A ball of string was the answer to a lot of problems until Cupcake came along. He hears kids running amok in the park, around swings and through pigeons. They knock him off his comfort. His only responsibilities are to wax and dust the chariot and make his own bed. He prays for Theseus and Ariadne, the king and the creature, and the white feathers floating on the water.